And as lawmakers debate vaccine rates in public schools, one school district tonight is grappling with a different issue. The chairman of the Mill River Union School Board is under fire for comments he made about special education students at a recent meeting. Those have shocked and angered a number of parents and teachers, and they now plan to present a formal complaint during the board's meeting tonight. BPR's Nina Keck has details.
The remarks that caused the uproar came near the end of Mill River Union's February 4th school board meeting. In a video, board chairman Bronson Spencer starts by saying, "This should probably go unsaid, but I'll say it anyway." Spencer then briefly alludes to recent news reports of a controversial scientific breakthrough that allows the genetic material of three people to fertilize a human egg instead of two, a process that may help parents avoid certain birth defects.
And if you have been following that, it has pretty awesome implications, I think, for education, because we could probably greatly reduce the number of special ed kids with this brand new biological technique.
What?
Shock and nervous laughter followed, but no one at the meeting questioned Spencer, which retired Mill River Union art teacher Peggy Engstad found disturbing.
If I had a student with a learning disability, and I knew that the person who was chairing the decision-making body of my school was making a statement like that, I would be horrified.
Engstad says Spencer's comments infuriated her and others in the community, and she was troubled to find the remarks had not been included in the unapproved minutes of the meeting she found online. School board member George Ambrose admits Spencer's words did take him by surprise, but he believes the board chair only wants what's best for local kids.
The remarks that he came out with, I think people inferred some different meanings than what his intention certainly was.
In a written statement, Bronson Spencer apologized, saying, quote, "If anyone thought I was being insensitive to the tragedy of birth defects, he or she misunderstood the import of this genetic discovery. If some birth defects can be eliminated, this is a good thing," he writes, "and will make many families happier. The fact that SPED expenses might lessen is only collateral," end quote. Peggy Engstad says Spencer's apology doesn't change her feelings, and she'll call for his resignation at tonight's school board meeting at Mill River Union. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.